Well, now let's take a trip that most kids used to take to the mall, the shopping mall, which these days is showing its age. As consumers turn to that big mall in the sky that is the internet, regular brick and mortar malls are struggling. Alongside Youth Radio, NPR's Business Desk is airing a series on the American Mall. Earlier this week, NPR's Sonari Glinton began in the suburbs of Detroit, where he found one of the country's first shopping malls. It's called Northland in Southfield, Michigan.
The giant five-level Macy's department store where the Hudson's once stood before, now whole floors are closed off and it's a shell of its former grand self. But that's today. 6 years ago, things were very different.
People were hoping that it would be successful, but nobody dreamed that it would be as wildly successful as it was.
Michael Hauser is a Detroit historian. He's written a couple books about Hudson's. We sat in the parking lot of the Northland Mall on a summer day, and he describes how new age the mall felt when it opened 60 years ago.
Some people waited in line for hours to get into the parking lots here, despite the fact that they held 7,500 cars. Buses were packed. You know, it was something that nobody had ever experienced before.
Well, Sonari is now back in California where he's based, and he's inside The Grove. That's an upscale outdoor mall in Los Angeles. So, Sonari, first give us a sense of what you see around you.
I see a Taschen bookstore, which many people may not know of, but there are these big, giant cocktail table books that cost hundreds and hundreds of dollars sometimes. Mm. And there is a coffee shop, and I'm near the famous farmer's market where local merchants have been, you know, gathering here for more than 100 years.
Well, so it sounds like kind of a nicer mall. So tell us, how are malls doing?
Well, malls like this, the sort of higher-end aspirational malls, are doing well. It's in the middle of the country and in the middle tier where malls are not doing so well. So if you imagine the traditional enclosed mall with a JCPenney's on one end and a Macy's on the other, those malls are the ones that are in trouble. We're spending less time in those sort of mid-tier malls, and that's problematic. What's funny is that, you know, receipts overall for malls are up, but traffic is down. So that means we're spending more money when we go to the mall, but we're taking fewer trips.
Well, does that explain why the higher-end malls are doing better than the mid-tier? Because people who would be spending more money are the ones who might be spending more money at the higher-end malls.
Yes, because people are, you know, going for the experience when they go to the higher-end mall, and there are the people there who already have the money. You know, if you're going to Cartier, you know, you're doing all right, and so you're going to go and spend more money at a restaurant next door. But if you're like, you know, a lowly public radio reporter like me, you want to go and hang out with the rich people, you may not be able to handle, you know, a Cartier watch, but you might be able to handle a meal or a book or, you know, some random bauble at a store. And so that's explaining it.
Well, so you say the high-end malls are doing well. The really low and the, you know, dollar store malls are also doing well because people just need stuff. The mid-tier, not so much. So what's happening with those spaces?
The country is over-retailed. There is too much retail space. And we're going to see a thinning of those layers of malls. And mall owners are trying to find, you know, creative uses for malls, like, you know, city halls going into malls and schools. The mall owners are rethinking, you know, what they're there for. They're kind of like the town square in many ways in most of the country, and they still want to hold on to that place.
So malls are in transition, and here you are doing this series about it. What are you going to look at next?
We're also going to see how malls are changing. The Grove is an example of a new kind of mall. It's not enclosed. It's more experiential, and a lot of malls are going in that way. We're going to look at that. And we're going to also look at the sort of hard time that young people are having in finding jobs when, you know, the mall used to be a place where they went not only for fun, but for work, and how they do when those middle-tier malls are struggling.
Yeah, and further, however will they date and hang out with each other without the mall?
Exactly.
NPR Sonari Glinton from The Grove, the upscale shopping mall in Los Angeles. Sonari, thank you.
It's such a pleasure.